even deeper. It will then grow to the next level. The next level is scary. It's a level of death or insanity. It's a very scary level. Because eventually, if we beat ourselves to death, we eventually will die. Our body will then begin to give up on itself. Or we'll go to the insanity level, where very basically we can no longer care for ourselves, so we actually break ourselves down and allow somebody else to take over the care of us. Because we can no longer, we have regressed all the way back to the little child, and now we have to have somebody take care of us again. We get caught up in that whole system of insanity, that system of craziness, and we like it. Because I can be a little kid again. I don't have to grow anymore. I am now caught in the cycle of addiction, the obsession of addiction. I use drugs, or I use alcohol, or I use different types of addiction, or I use compulsive overeating, or I use all these different things. I use them primarily because they are ways out for me. They are ways of masking. I'm not dealing with the self, but the individual within me, but the healthy person inside of me. And so addiction develops. It develops on a negative level. It develops spiritually, then it develops emotionally, then it develops physically. And the addiction, when it develops on that level, what it does is it actually begins to tear me apart. See, the addictive process can do so much damage to us. It can begin to really do damage to us on all three levels. And so as a result, we have to learn the recovery process. I emphasize this primarily because realize that most of us in our lifetime have spent a long time investing in our addiction. Our addiction very basically has something we have spent time on, effort on, and we have a major investment in it. That's why to begin to let go of the addiction within us, to begin to make changes, is so painful. That's why it hurts so much. We actually have to learn how to separate from the old us, the sick us, the little child inside of us, and begin and allow this process of growth to begin to happen. And it's scary. It's very scary. Because when you begin to allow that to happen, you then begin to make changes. You begin to grow. Your life begins to become pretty powerful, pretty special. So now what I'd like to do, because I emphasized the time we spent developing our addiction, we have to emphasize the time we have to spend developing our recovery. And recovery is very special, and it works. So when we talk about recovery, we talk about it again from those same three basic perspectives: the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. But in the recovery process, we begin on the physical level, move to the emotional, and then develop the spiritual level. And it's extremely important. You see, first thing we have to learn physically is if we are going to begin this process of recovery, we have to learn how to repair our bodies. For the alcoholic and the drug addict, they have to experience what we call physical detox. They have to actually take the physical concept of addiction out of their system. For people in general, we have to learn to begin to look at our bodies and treat our bodies positively and specially. That means to begin to build energy levels back into our body, to begin to feed it properly, exercise it properly, and take care of it. The beginning stages of recovery. Because when the body begins to get strong, you begin to treat it good, then you can begin to get in touch with and begin to work on the emotional part of your body. It's like a step program. The physical comes first, then the emotional, and then the spiritual. And they all fall right into place and they connect to each other. But as you begin to build the energy level inside of your body and your body starts to feel better, you'll then be able to experience the part of recovery that is the hardest. You see, once you stop using your addiction and once you start making these healthy decisions, once you start making changes in your life, the pain begins to come. It's the pain of growth. It's a beautiful concept of pain, even though going through it is not beautiful. It's not beautiful at all. And yet, later on, when you look back on it, you'll realize why you had to go through it. The second stage of recovery, the emotional stage, emotional recovery, means you have to allow yourself to go through the separation, the loss, the letting go of what was before. You have to feel the pain of that letting go, the pain of that loss. You have to go through that process. If you don't allow yourself to go through that process, you'll just make an intellectual decision, and that's not enough. It's got to be a gut decision also. And yet that takes time to process it. They tell us the emotional detox process takes anywhere from 18 months to 3 years to be able to begin to make major changes in your life, major decisions in your life.